We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to give us the local news. It is Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
We're fine, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. We got a pair of stories from Owen McMillan. These were in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, and I want to go over these. Both fairly important. The second one, for sure, but this first one over in Avon Lake, they're going to be using some ODOT money to make some repairs slash upgrades slash whatever else you want to call this over at Lake Road. What's happening here, Dave?
Yeah, so this is a long-awaited project that several council members are very excited about. But the city is going to be using about $1.8 million from the Ohio Department of Transportation for increased pedestrian access and safety upgrades along Lake Road up there on the lake. It's part of $54 million the state announced over the week, or actually last week, that to communities that were looking to upgrade pedestrian safety, road safety, that kind of thing. Councilman David Koss was saying that, you know, Lake Road upgrades, especially sidewalks along Lake Road, have been talked about for a long time, and they want to, and the city wants to extend sidewalks along Lake Road across the entire western portion, into the western half of the city, and also put in pedestrian safety devices. That would be along the north and south sides of Lake Road from State Route 83 to the Sheffield Lake border. And there's some excitement about that in the city, and also the city already has plans for a sidewalk from the Bay Village border to Route 83 for next year, and the grant will fund the completion of the full walkable path along Lake Road. So yeah, a lot of excitement from council about that one. Good for safety for people on foot. The city's also working on safety upgrades, to expand bike lanes from 4 to 5 feet wide. That gives a little bit better of a cushion for cyclists, as they travel up and down that road. So these funds are not going to show up, until 2026. But this is going to be a couple years in a row where the city's getting money to fund these upgrades.
Well, that is fantastic news. I actually just traversed Lake Road, believe it or not, for the very first time a couple of weeks ago, actually. And, you'd like to see some different safety upgrades and whatnot over there. Obviously, very heavily used over there in Avon Lake. So we'll see what happens. Of course, like you said, Dave, it may not come till 2026 when these fundings arrive. But very cool to see those changes being made on Lake Road. Like you said, a project they're very excited for over in Avon Lake. So let's head down the road a little bit to North Ridgeville, where the city is bringing in an outside law firm to take a look at things within the police department. Dave, what's happening here?
Yeah, so this is something that has come up, and we received the Chronicle Telegram and an email that went out last month, about a month ago, to every member of the North Ridgeville Police Department, and Owen took that and took it to the story to Mayor Kevin Corcoran, who said, he thinks that the city has one of the best police departments in the area, one of the safest cities in the state of Ohio. So there's some concerns about about the department losing what Corcoran said was, quote, an unusually high number of officers who have moved on to other departments or gone somewhere else. Also, apparently, there have been some complaints from officers about morale, communication, rules and regulations enforcement within the department. Chief Mike Freeman had passed off all comment to the mayor. And that's obviously the mayor had spoken at some length with Owen. Some of the issues, Corcoran wouldn't go into specific complaints, saying, sort of private employee matters. Of course, if we hear some more, we'll be ready to jump and get some public records and see if we can find out something in some of these employee files. Probably one of the more well-publicized incidents that Owen had mentioned was back on November 23rd when Chief Freeman's own daughter had a noise complaint called about her residence. And according to a police report, she told neighbors she would, quote, not get in trouble, unquote, because her father was the police chief. And when officers came to the door, she refused to answer. She pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct in late November. And this this review, you know, that's just one of those concerns that you know, that apparently came up. And this review is going to be done by attorneys from Stefanik Iasu and Associates, and yeah, well, and also an HR consulting firm. And the city will pay depending on how long the review takes.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that moving forward. Certainly an interesting read here. Both of these, honestly, very interesting. So highly recommend you check out Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, Owen McMillan, with these stories. Of course, you can view those online if you're a subscriber with that digital e-edition at chronicletea.com. And great breakdown from you on those pair of stories, Dave. As again, we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. It is the local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street here in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Kevin, and all your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? And if you want to, I believe you guys have a new employee over there at the CT who might deserve a shout out here on the local beat.
Yeah, really. I'll start with that one, and that's Ashley Lubecki has joined the staff of the Chronicle Telegram. So you will see her out on the beat in Oberlin, Amherst, and Wellington in the coming days, and she's getting her feet wet out there in local journalism. And so that's really nice to have a fifth reporter to go out and cover the news. So say hi to Ashley, and you know, send her your news tips from Oberlin, Wellington, and Amherst. She'll be out there doing stories. And yeah, as far as what we're working on at the Chronicle for the rest of the week, again, you know, some follow-ups on some city council and village council stories. Nice little piece of information. Judge James Walther was elected president of the Ohio Association of Probate Judges. So congratulations to the judge on that, and we'll have a write-up about that in this morning's paper and at chronicletea.com. Avon Lake Police Department hiring new officers. So that's some news out of Avon Lake.
Fantastic. So some good news. And of course, with Ashley now aboard the Chronicle Telegram, a big welcome to her. Now for the latest from all of the colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, you heard him. You can find it in the Chronicle Telegram. And of course, that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, you always come ready with an entertaining one. What do you got for this week's scanner story?
Well, we're gonna go to Cleveland, courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. We're going to go to Cleveland for a disturbance at Edgewater Park, where a number of juveniles were throwing cheese at cars.
I believe I saw this one on Twitter the other week, Dave, and the true gold, I think, with this one lied not just with the story, but rather with the replies on Twitter to this story. My favorite was the a gif of someone saying, "I'm on the way," and it was a guy riding a cracker wheel, I believe, is what was going on there. He was like riding a Ritz cracker down the street, and I was like, "Yeah, actually, that's what I'd want to bring too. If you're gonna be throwing cheese, you got to bring the crackers." So, please don't throw cheese at my car, though, young juveniles. That is not good for the paint job, I can tell you that much. So, entertaining scanners. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, as everybody knows, the best cheese puns are the highest form of punnery.
Yeah,
that's out there, and you know, and sometimes so much that I can't even bear it.
Oh my goodness, Dave. A swing and a Swiss there, I guess, huh? That's I come ready, Dave. I come ready. Don't you worry about me. I come ready for this. Entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And again, one more time for the latest from Dave and his colleagues over there at the CT. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram, support local journalism, or find that digital e-edition online at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. As always, I very much appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great. I'll see you later, Rocco. You take care.